No.
One of the things that causes the American people to be concerned about Iran are explosive comments that have been made by your government. Your government, you have said at the 2010 UN General Assembly that 9/11 might have been orchestrated by some parts of the U.S. government. And you added that the majority of the American people agree with this view. I can tell you that the majority of people in America do not agree with this view. So why do you say explosive things without conclusive evidence, knowing that it will anger people? This angered President Obama. It angered many people in America and frightened them.
Did you hear the news of the day before?
در محل حادثه 11 سپتامبر اون مردم آمریکا چی میگفتن؟
About the ground zero, what did the people say?
اعتراض داشتن.
They objected to the policies.
همه اعتراض داشتن که آقا حادثه 11 سپتامبر مشکوکه.
They were telling that the incident was very suspicious.
گفتن گزارش دولت آمریکا رو قبول نداریم راجع به 11 سپتامبر.
They said we do not accept the report of the US administration.
تمام نظرسنجی ها در آمریکا نشون میده که بیش از 80% مردم آمریکا نسبت به حادثه
that more than 80% of the population in the United States have not yet been convinced about the reports of the government.
من از شما سوال میکنم.
Now I ask you.
آیا حادثه 11 سپتامبر حادثه کوچکی بود؟
Was it a small incident?
نه، حادثه بزرگی بود.
No, it was a very big incident.
و حادثه خیلی بدی بود.
And it was very bad and tragic.
3,000 نفر در اونجا کشته شده.
3,000 people were killed.
3,000 نفر بیگناه.
Innocent people were killed.
و به واسطه حادثه 11 سپتامبر دو تا کشور اشغال شده.
Because of that, two countries were occupied.
بیش از 1 میلیون نفر کشته شدند.
And more than 1 million people were killed in these countries.
آیا ما نباید بررسی کنیم علت حادثه چی بوده؟
Shouldn't we go through it and investigate the truth?
یعنی هر گزارش دولت آمریکا داد همه باید قبول کنن.
Shouldn't we find the truth and you think everybody has to accept the reports provided by the government of the United States.
اگر تبعات 11 سپتامبر داخل آمریکا بود، محدود به داخل آمریکا بود، میتونستیم اینو بپذیریم.
Of that tragedy only stayed inside the territory of the United States, that could be acceptable somehow.
اما این قضیه بین المللی شد.
But that became international.
دو تا کشور اشغال شدند.
Two countries were occupied.
منطقه ناامن شد.
And stability in the region was undermined too.
آیا همه دولت‌ها موظفند گزارش دولت آمریکا را بپذیرند؟
All governments have to accept. Do you think all governments have to accept the reports of the U.S. government?
اگر گزارش دولت آمریکا درست هست.
If the report is true.
چرا اجازه نمیدن یه گروه بی‌طرف هم
اون رو بررسی کنه؟ Why don't they allow to be studied by an impartial group?
چه مشکلی پیش میاد؟
What is the problem about that?
از چی نگرانند؟
What is their concern about it?
اگر گزارش درست باشه گروه بی‌طرف هم میاد اون رو تایید میکنه.
Is true, the impartial group should also accept that and endorse the report.
و این به نفع دولت آمریکاست.
And this is going to be in the interest of the US administration.
اگر هم گزارش غلط باشه یا اشتباه باشه بازم به نفع دولت آمریکا.
Wrong or a mistake, again it will be in the interest of the United States.
باعث میشه سیاست‌های دولت آمریکا اصلاح بشه.
That may help improve or reform the US policies.
دولت آمریکا از حضور در افغانستان و عراق سود میبره؟
Is the United States benefiting from its presence in Afghanistan or in Iraq?
یا ضرر میکنه؟
Or they are facing losses.
هفته قبل اعلام کردن 1,000 میلیارد دلار در این دو کشور هزینه شده.
more than 1,000 billions of dollars were spent both in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
این پول مال کیه؟
To whom belongs this money?
مردم آمریکا.
That belongs to the people of the United States.
باید صرف رفاه مردم آمریکا بشه.
That should be used and spent for the well-being of your society.
آقای دولت آمریکا اگر متوجه شد که اشتباه کرده، حاضر اشتباهش رو بپذیره.
The government of the United States acknowledges its mistakes. Are they ready to correct their policies?
من فکر می‌کنم به نفع دولت آمریکاست.
I think it is in the best interest of your government.
این حرف جنجالی نیست.
This is not controversial.
حرف صدها میلیون انسانه.
And that is the words of more than 100 million people in the world.
صدها هزار خانواده متلاشی شده
and
در افغانستان.
More than 100,000 shattered families in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
و بیش از 1 میلیون کشته.
And more than and the desire of more than 1 million people who lost their lives.
اصلا دولت آمریکا تحمل داره که یک کسی به سیاست
بین الملل انتقاد کنه؟ Can the government of the United States tolerate any criticism against its policies?
سیاست بین المللش
in the international scene.
خب من انتقاد دارم به سیاست آمریکا.
I criticize openly the American international the American foreign policy in the world.
و پیشنهادات ما به نفع مردم آمریکا.
Our proposals will be in the interest of the Americans.
ما میگیم جوانای آمریکایی کشته نشن.
We say the American young soldiers should not lose their lives.
و مردم ما هم نکشن.
And they should not also kill us, kill our people.
و ما میگیم پول مردم آمریکا خرج کشتن مردم.
We should say that this money should not be spent for killing people in other countries.
این حرف حرف بدی است.
Is that bad or controversial?
این حرف جنجالی است.
Is that going to make a hue and cry in the world?
در جعبه سیاه 11 سپتامبر چه چیزی ناگفته ای هست؟
Black box of September 11th.
که دولت آمریکا اونو نمیخواد بیان کنه.
And why does the government of the United States not want to talk about it.
من فکر میکنم اگر یه گروه حقیقتیابی تشکیل بشه به نفع همه.
A fact finding team is going to say a lot and that will be in the interest of all parties.
به خصوص به نفع دولت آقای اوباما.
Especially that is going to serve the interest of the Obama administration.
برای اینکه آقای اوباما گفت میخواد سیاست‌های دولت قبلی رو تغییر بده.
Because Obama said he is going to change the policies of the former administration.
خب 11 سپتامبر مال کدوم دولته؟
September 11. When did it happen? When did September 11 happen?
ایشون میتونست بیاد اصلاح بکنه.
He could improve the situation.
این به نفع همه بود.
That was in the interest of all.
نیروهای آمریکایی هم میتونستن برگردن به خانه‌هاشون.
The American soldiers could safely return back to their home.
یه پیشنهاد سازنده است.
That is a constructive proposal.
پیشنهاد اصلاحی است.
It is a reforming proposal.
یک منطق پشتشه.
There is a logic behind that.
You have said very clearly that you wish for peace and friendship and kindness and unity for every nation of the world. Do you want these for Israel? You know the United Nations is about to vote on whether or not to recognize Palestinian statehood. What is your view on this, and what will be your reaction if it is not recognized for statehood?
ما با تشکیل دولت فلسطین موافقیم.
We support formation of the Palestinian state.
به عنوان گام اول.
As the first step.
برای آزادی تمام سرزمین فلسطین.
For the liberation of the entire Palestinian land.
ما با مردم هیچ کشوری مشکل نداریم. برای هیچ مردم دنیا مشکل نداره.
The peoples of the world.
همه انسان ها رو دوست داره.
We love all human beings.
ما با مسیحی‌ها یهودی‌ها مشکل نداریم.
No problems with Jews or Christians.
در ایران مسیحی‌ها و یهودی‌ها دارن زندگی می‌کنند.
We have Christians and Jews in our country who are living here peacefully.
در مجلس ایران نماینده دارن.
They have their own representatives in our parliament.
با اختیارات مساوی با بقیه.
And with equal authority and rights.
ما با یه گروه سیاسی پیچیده اشغالگر مخالفیم.
A complicated political and occupying force.
یه گروه جنگ طلب و تروریست.
And we are facing a pugnacious and terrorist force.
با یه حزب مخوف.
With a dreadful party.
با او ما مخالفه.
We are against that.
او که جنگ درست میکنه.
Those who create war.
تجاوز میکنه.
Those who commit acts of aggression. Those who commit terrorist acts.
تهدید میکنه.
They continue to threaten.
اشغال میکنه.
And they occupy lands.
الان مردم در سرزمین های اشغالی تظاهرات میکنن.
Now people in the occupied lands hold demonstrations.
اونا کیه؟
Who are they?
یهودی هستن.
They are Jews.
به کی اعتراض میکنن؟
To whom are they protesting?
به صهیونیست ها.
They are protesting to the policies of the Zionists.
همونایی که ما با اونا مخالف.
Those the same people who we are against them.
اونا هم دست از اشغالگری و تجاوز و ترور بردارن، ما با اونا کاری نداریم.
If they abandon their policy of coercion, aggression and terrorism, we have nothing to do with them.
اونا هم حقوق ملت ها رو به رسمیت بشناسن، مشکلی وجود نداره.
If they recognize rights of nations, there will be no more problems.